Would you do it again?
No, I don't think so. I've had enough.
Would you encourage family members to join the military?
Well, of course, at that time, women were not supposed to be in the military. In fact, they wouldn't even accept blacks into it, except for certain jobs that they had for them, which was mostly mess cooks. So, but today, yes, I think so, because women are capable of, outside of their strength ability, they're just as capable as a man.
How do you feel about the Hollywood's portrayal of the war?
Some of it is real good, and other parts of it is no good at all. They fantasized and made it so, well, what they're trying to do is sell the picture because they're trying to make money for it. But there's some of it is really good. I think the best that we can get a hold of today is on the Discovery Channel of TV. In fact, I got a hold of one film that shows my ship and the accompanying ships in the battle for Lady Gulf, which is very good. In fact, I just reviewed it here about a week ago. One of my friends have got it now.
Did your family hear about your experiences in the war?
Did they hear about my experiences? No, they did not. Outside of you couldn't even write home about it, because if you did, they cut it out or blotted it out. So they didn't hear about it except when you came home to tell them about it. And even then, they didn't seem to be interested in it like they are today. And of course, again, I blame that on the times and on to the ability to get, well, instantaneously you can have a picture from the battlefront right in your living room right now, where in those days it was 2 or 3 days on lots of that stuff even before you could even hear about it. So there you go.
So your wife, children, close relatives haven't heard this, or haven't heard your experiences?
No.
In addition to the questions that I've asked, are there any other topics that you'd like to cover?
Let's see, one of them was, what was it, on the, do you know why that I got two birthdays on the 12th of April in 44? Very few people know that, but you'd say that the President Roosevelt died that day, which is true. But no, I went across the international dateline. Of course, that's a day's difference when you're coming from east going west, or west going east. And so I had a birthday from 12 o'clock at midnight till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we went across the dateline. So then I was back to the 11th. So 12 o'clock that night, I had another birthday. From 12 to that night until 12 the following night.